Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. The New Mexico Attorney General is one of 22 officials fighting the rollback of net neutrality, the rule that requires all internet traffic to be treated equally. The Federal Communications Commission deregulation of the internet could affect people of color disproportionately. And as Sarah Trujillo reports, advocates for the free flow of information say things could get a lot worse.
The repeal of net neutrality essentially dubs internet providers as the gatekeepers of content, says Matt Baca. He's senior counsel to Attorney General Hector Balderas. Baca says the internet will become less accessible and more expensive, furthering the state's digital divide.
Our rural communities, and in particular our underserved communities, communities of color, already have a hard time accessing quality internet speeds and accessing the internet at all. And in this day and age, access to the internet is key.
Baca says they were shocked that opposing testimony and commentary from top tech dogs, even Google, was simply ignored. But the FCC says the repeal will actually increase protections for consumers and bring people to the right side of the digital divide. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.
While the Senate was voting to end the government shutdown Monday, Democratic U.S. Representative Beto O'Rourke held a town hall meeting in El Paso to talk with his constituency. Michael Hernandez reports.
O'Rourke was unable to appear in person due to the shutdown, which ended during the meeting. He instead live-streamed from Washington, D.C., fielding questions from residents about issues mostly focusing on immigration, Dreamers, and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program.
My position, and I feel like El Paso's position, has to be that we want a clean Dream Act. That means ensuring that those 800,000 Dreamers, at least 200,000 of which live in the state of Texas, many thousands in El Paso, are able to continue to thrive and contribute to the success of our communities. Really important point. This is not just about what's good for Dreamers or their families. It's what's good for the United States of America and for the state of Texas.
O'Rourke says President Trump's plans to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border would not help make the country more secure.
We do not want a wall. So whether it's Trump talking about it or Schumer talking about it, what matters is what we say when we're talking about it. And we will not trade those things that will hurt our community, like walls or militarization, in exchange for doing the right thing for the country, which is ensuring that those Dreamers can stay here.
One of the meeting's attendees is who you would call a regular. William Hart Jr. is a retired Vietnam veteran who's attended nearly all of the representatives' town halls since his election in 2012.
If we've had 89 of these town hall meetings, Bill Hart has been to at least 85 of them, if not more. And so glad to see you here and grateful that you're at the microphone. Looking forward to what you have to say.
Hart says he doesn't like the idea of throwing Dreamers out of the country.
It would not only be absurd, it would not only be harmful to them, it would be harmful to the country. A lot of them are doing jobs, paying taxes. They're going to our universities, and that means they're learning to do things better. And of course, a lot of them are serving in our military, defending this country.
Hart says those Dreamers who serve in the military should be given an expedited path to citizenship. He says one of the things he likes about Representative O'Rourke is his willingness for bipartisanship.
He really doesn't care that much if they're Republicans or Democrats. He's focused on results. And I think that's quite good. And I think he needs to coordinate with them to get legislation that would protect them and that would give them a reasonable path to citizenship.
Retirees like Hart aren't the only ones who attend O'Rourke's town halls. Yesenia Acosta is a member of the Student Government Association at the David L. Carrasco Job Corps Center, a career training program funded by the U.S. Department of Labor. Acosta and her classmates attend meetings to be more civically engaged.
This is why we come to these meetings, to be aware of what's going on in outside of the world, not just in school, so every student knows what's going on.
Acosta says she's interested in learning more about immigration issues.
That's a big one for me. And this, when one man came up and talked about student education, such as science, I'm very into science, and that's what I'm majoring in. So that was very important to me.
Hart says he thinks O'Rourke has done a good job in Congress and would be a positive influence in the Senate.
He keeps his word. No excuses, good, bad, or otherwise. Results. He keeps his word. And that's the main reason why I'm definitely backing him for the United States Senate.
O'Rourke is running for Senator Ted Cruz's seat. To make it to November's general election, O'Rourke must first defeat two other Democratic candidates in the Texas primary in March. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.